This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. Hello again, long time no speak. I'm Ben Mabley, slightly cold struck but battling onwards on Monday the 21st of February as the Minute Cast returns ahead of the new domestic season. Hope you're all well and looking forward to 9 months of J-League fun as we take a quick look at what's been happening ahead of the new campaign. Well, defending J-League champions Nagoya Grampus will kick off the 2011 Japanese season on Saturday afternoon as they take on Emperor's Cup winners Kashima Antlers in the Fuji Xerox Super Cup at the National Stadium in Tokyo. Clubs and supporters have had little time to catch their breath after the closed season was shortened by a glorious Asian Cup campaign for the Japan national team in Qatar and enlivened further by a rush of domestic and international transfers. The highest profile move saw Yuto Nagatomo seal a loan switch from Cesena to reigning European champions Internazionale, just 48 hours after setting up the winning goal for Tadanari Lee in the Asian Cup final. Hajime Hosogai has joined second Bundesliga side FC Augsburg on loan from German giants Bayer Leverkusen after leaving Urawa Reds at the end of last year. Tomoaki Makino has departed Sanfrecce Hiroshima for FC Köln, while Shinji Okazaki was finally able to make his debut for VfB Stuttgart last Thursday after a protracted transfer from Shimizu S-Pulse. Heightened interest from overseas clubs will add a further element of unpredictability to an already highly competitive J1 division, but Grampus will at least begin the defence of their crown with the bulk of last year's squad. Brazilian midfielder Magnum has been replaced by Japan international Jungo Fujimoto from Shimizu, while exciting young forward Kensuke Nagai starts life as a pro, having excelled at last year's Asian Games. By contrast, Kashima will look to regain the title they won for 3 seasons in a row up to 2009 without veteran forward Marquinhos, who departs for Vegalta Sendai after 80 goals in 4 seasons. 24-year-old striker Carlão arrives after impressing with União Delírio of Portugal, while fellow Brazilian Alex and Japan midfielder Takuya Honda have been recruited from Jeff United Chiba and Shimizu respectively. Last season's J1 runners-up Gamba Osaka pulled off a minor coup in persuading former Internacional striker Adriano to extend his stay in the city after scoring 19 goals last season for local rivals Cerezo. Midfielder Kim Sung-yong joins from K-League side Jeonbuk Hyundai Motors, but Gamba will look to youth to replace the likes of left-back Michihiro Yasuda, now at Vitesse Arnhem in Holland, and released forwards Lucas and Choje Jin. Cerezo looks set for a hard time, repeating last year's third-place finish, after midfielders Amaral and Akihiro Ienaga followed Adriano out of the exit door, with Ienaga signing for Real Mallorca of Spain. Much will be expected of young Brazilian forward Rodrigo Pimpol and South Korean international midfielder Kim Bo-hyung, who spent 2010 on loan at Oita Trinitas. Shimizu's list of departures is lengthened by the names of Frode Jonsson, who returns to Norway with Odd Grenland, and Akihiro Hyodo, who joins J2 champions Kashiwa Reysol. Previous Iran manager Afshin Ghotbi will look to 31-year-old former Japan striker Naohiro Takahara for goals after 6 months in career with Suwon Samsung Blue Wings, while midfielders Alex Broske and Daigo Kobayashi also arrive from Australian side Sydney FC and Greek outfit Iraklis respectively. Elsewhere, Urawa will look to bounce back from a disappointing 9th-place finish with the arrivals of creative midfielder Marcio Richardes and centre-back Mitsuru Nagata from Arborex Niigata. Kawasaki Frontale have taken Yusuke Tanaka and Koji Yamase from Yokohama F. Marinos in exchange for Hiroyuki Taniguchi, who's joined at the Nissan Stadium by former Tokyo Verde and FC Tokyo striker Masashi Ogoro. Finally, newly promoted Kashiwa, Vanfore Corfu and Avispa Fukuoka have each added several players with J1 experience as they look to readjust to the greater challenge of top flight football. Well, that's it for today. The Minutecast is now back on a regular basis with all the news on Monday of every week, starting with a report on the Super Cup next time, and then a roundup of events from the opening weekend in the J1 calendar on the 7th of March. Hope you'll be joining me then. Bye for now.